Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
People have been asking us for more than one podcast a week, and we're here to deliver.
Guys, big news. We are coming to Patreon soon.
Holy moly. We are coming. We're coming in hot. We're coming in swinging, and we're bringing you with us.
We are doubling down. Two a week.
It'll be exclusive content.
Yep.
It's going to be a little, you can sip with us after hours, like your closing down the bar with us. Like, you are the people we've been partying with, but you're hanging. You're the crew.
You are our loyal AF sippers, and we want to sip even more with you. The way you get the double episode is by signing up for Patreon. More details to come soon.
You better be ready. Have your glasses full and your diaper on, because you never know what's going to happen.
Girl talk, right now.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip with us.
brought to
I'm
you this
Ashley.
What? And I'm Colleen. You know, I never really know the order of things.
No, it's all winging it. But what's it brought to you by?
Well, I like how you're switching it up. And a company that can help you switch it up when it comes to your scents. Scents, like how you smell. Scent bird with a T. A scent bird.
Right.
guys, let me tell you how Scent Bird can help you out. I hate, and I mean hate, going to a mall when I need a new perfume. I get so overwhelmed with all of the perfume options there. I start to like spray them all on the little cardboard things. My nose gets confused. I have no idea what I like and what I don't like. If I don't have someone with me who can't smell me as I'm spraying it on, I'm really like dead in the
water. You're shooting in the
dark. Oh, shooting in the dark for sure. I could spend an hour doing this and leave with nothing pretty much every time.
And be pissed. Every time you leave.
Be infuriated.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, I'll find something I like and I stick with the same thing for years. So Scent Bird has a solution to it all. It is a great way to mix up your fragrance routine without breaking the bank. They have over 450 designer brands for you to choose from, including perfume and cologne. So I get a couple for me. I got a couple for Chris. It's beautiful. It actually sounds like a bird, which is really appropriate for this ad. it's so beautiful, like the bird soundtrack. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going.
We're in a perfume show.
They've got Prada, Tom Ford, Versace. It's the real deal, guys. And they will let you try these out. They'll give you a 30-day supply each month. That's 120 sprays. So four times daily for a month.
They come in these cute little like personalized size things.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes, you know, when you travel with perfume, for people like you and I that travel a lot, it's hard to pack your whole big perfume thing if you're going to do carry-on because it's usually over the allotted volume limit. These little guys are perfect, but they're going to last you your whole vacation. So like
100%.
What it comes in is amazing.
I get a beauty box sent to me each month as well.
Yeah.
And they send me like this little teeny tiny sample every once in a while. I took some of the perfumes that I liked from that, went on Scentbird, got bigger versions of those. I'm set
smart
for a little while now.
And with an exclusive offer for just our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for that first fragrance. Yeah. Keep the bird. We are in the birds. Go to scentbird.com/sip and use our code SIP for 50% off your first month. Again, that's S-C-E-N-T, bird.com/sip for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign up. Smell amazing.
Smell amazing.
Right.
All right, Ash, are you still on the H2O bandwagon with the old cleanseroo, or are you going to surprise me?
Because we normally record on Thursdays. I'm like, am I on day 8? But I'm on day 5.
Yeah.
6. I'm on day 6.
All right.
Because we're recording a little bit earlier. But I am having actually a Shakeology.
Ooh.
I have water. And then I've been really obsessing over – I've been making my Shakeology. So Shakeology is kind of like it's a meal replacement shake, guys. And they have all different flavors. I've been doing chocolate, and I mix it with berries and then a splash of OJ. And it tastes just like – you know those – chocolate oranges that you smash and then they open up.
Blossom.
That's what this
open.
Tastes like. Yeah. This tastes like it's really good and I'm dying.
I used to love those things. I would get them for Christmas and I would take a lot of pride when I got the real good smack and I opened up and every piece was broken.
Yeah. So satisfying.
And didn't they have – so they had the orange one.
A raspberry.
A raspberry chocolate. So this is like a combo of those two things had a baby and it's in your shake.
That's exactly. I'm drinking it in liquid form.
Oh, my God. I kind of also really want – do they still sell those? Or is that like no one gets those
anymore? I feel like I see them at Christmas. Yeah. Not like on regular days.
No.
Only at the holidays. But I also am not looking for them normally.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Something else that's discontinued. Did you ever eat bad cereals growing up?
What do you mean bad cereals? Like gross or like bad
like
for
just,
you?
Like just – like bad for you cereals.
All I ate was bad for
Great.
Me things. Bad for like Great. Frosted
Flakes.
Did
you
flakes?
Ever have Rice Krispie treat cereal?
Well,
they don't make it anymore.
No, I only had Rice Krispies, and that was like my least favorite because it snapped, crackle, pop, but it had no, you had to pour
no
a
flavor.
Whole bag of sugar on it.
Oh, yeah. No, Rice Krispies is crap unless it's a Rice Krispie treat that I make. No, Rice Krispie treat cereal.
No,
it was actual just Rice Krispie treats. You put it in a bowl and added milk to it. It was the best cereal of all time. They don't make it anymore, probably.
Yeah, because people died.
Probably because people died. But oh my God, I don't know why I thought about
Here's
it the other
breakfast
day.
Just idea.
God, it was so. Those were the glory days.
Chop these up, yeah. Or they're like, well, we're still putting out Rice Krispie treats, so people could technically just make this breakfast if they just cut our little Rice Krispie treats right up into the little bite-sized portion and pour milk on them.
That's not a bad idea.
No.
That's not a bad idea.
What about – what's that one? Like, I got to have my kicks. Got to have my – it's like
– Tricks?
No, it was like that – it was like a teenager kicks. Oh. What was it? Do you remember? He was like running around. He was like doing all these things. And it was
gotta
like –
got to have my
– He was – people were trying to get him to do things. Do you know what I'm talking about? And then he'd like end in his room and he'd be like, I got to have my kicks. I think it was kicks.
Kicks was good. Kicks
do you know
was
what I'm
also
talking about?
Not sweet enough. No, I don't. But
oh
I want to know.
Yeah, I don't think they make that anymore. You know, also,
Kix.
We're really getting off topic here. But remember, yeah, it was Kix. Oh, my God, it was so good.
I just Googled it. Okay.
I got to have my Kix. And then also the little honeycomb ones. They look like honeycombs.
Oh, yeah. It was honeycomb.
Is that what it was? Yeah, so good.
It was
good.
Just honeycombs.
This is where I was going with we're getting off topic. Think about all the commercials that we watched growing up that aren't all around. Like Double Mint.
Oh,
and Mentos. You remember those commercials?
Oh, yeah. And they are 6 feet under. Mm-hmm. They've been body bagged by DVRs and
body bagged.
We need to bring them back.
We did this to them.
Now I can't stop thinking about cereals because I really want those, the ones that were the cookies. They're like little cookies.
Yeah. Cookie Crunch.
Cookie Crunch, man. Those were good. And the Trump is Crunch Berries.
No.
Captain Crunch Berries. Yeah. What's your
No,
Trump?
I didn't like those.
What'd you – okay. What's your Trump? What's your best then? Well,
from
my best
my
was Rice Krispie Treats, and then it's the Crunch Berries. Yeah, what's yours?
You know, I don't even remember. I really liked Cinnamon Life.
Ooh. I didn't see that one coming. I didn't see that one coming at all.
The other one
that
sounds I really
healthy.
Liked,
was that healthy?
None of these are going to be up to your standards. Okay. My dad always bought – Honey Bunches of Oats. So
those
that's
are good.
Still one of my favorites of all time.
Still same for me. Yeah.
and Honey Nut Cheerios. Don't give me your bullshit toasted O's or like, give me the honey.
Yeah.
Give me the Honey Nut or get out of my face, you know?
I'm on board with both of those things. I'm on board with both, 100%. I like those a lot.
Okay, good.
I just like mine better, but I like those a lot.
Lucky Charms, but only the charms.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I know. And
that's
I would just
kind of like those Rice Krispie treats because it's just marshmallow. Like you would just eat the marshmallows.
I would sit on a couch as a kid and just pluck all those marshmallows out.
Yeah, baby.
And I had no remorse.
And then you put it back on the shelf and the next person pours it and you're like, looks like you weren't so lucky there.
Sucker. Okay, back on track.
Okay, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a nice rosé tonight. I'm not going to give the brand of it because it's just fine. It's just one of those trips to the store where you...
Yeah, you're not even going to give it the airtime.
No, not like I'm make or breaking the rosé industry. Oh, did I tell you we have a wine sponsor, though, coming up? Yeah, more... Stay tuned for that, Sip Squad.
Oh God, thank God.
Can't wait.
This is like...
partner of our dreams.
This is why we started this show.
Exactly. This has all led to this moment.
Everything's led to this moment.
Retire the show now. Yeah. That's it.
All right, guys. This is our curtain call.
We're going to exit stage left. We've made it big.
Okay.
No, this is just one of those rosés. You go to the store and you find the... You taught me this, where you look at the price tag and you find not the lowest price, but the biggest discount.
You taught
me that. I've been going by that for years because of you. So this had the biggest discount and it's perfectly fine. It's not anything to write home about, but it's doing the job.
Yeah.
We've got a hell of a hangover topic, Ash.
Yeah, we do.
I can't calm down. I'm not calm because we haven't talked about this since it dropped. Her new music video for You Need to Calm Down. A lot of people messaged us. It's my favorite thing is when Taylor does anything because the Sip Squad knows us so well. We get like if Taylor posts something, so many people just send us her post or her stories. Like I promise you guys, I love those messages, but we are
like,
seeing
we're
them.
We're literally stalkers. So you're
stalkers.
You don't need to. When people send it,
but I
wait. What you're gonna be like? Oh, that's so nice of them.
No, there are some times where I will get things that I would not have known had it not been for the Sip Squad, like little Easter egg articles or things like that. So like 101
like Taylor
stuff,
Swift things.
Yeah, yeah. So if Taylor Swift posts something on Instagram, we're gonna see it.
If it's
next level analysis, send it my way. I'm all about that. But we need to talk about reactions. There was a ton of celebrities, Katy Perry. What did you think about the video, Ash?
I first thought that the dubbing seemed off. Like I didn't feel like in the very beginning I was like, I can tell because, you know, they're lip syncing, but usually it's like seamless. I didn't feel like it was perfect for some reason. I don't know why. And then the other thing, and it's obviously I didn't think I was going to like Katy Perry because I don't like Katy Perry.
Right.
But I really, really did not like that Katy Perry was in this in the way that she was in it because there was a ton of celebrities in it. And I felt like the whole thing was about, you know, really gay pride, being who you are, love who you want, do whatever, just own it. And then at the end, it was like this whole thing, like, if Katy Perry were gay or if she were lesbian, I can understand. Like, I feel like that goes with the theme. But she was just like to French fry and ham. I felt like it made the whole video about their reunion and not about gay pride. And I was like, that really was a left field thing. I didn't see how it tied in. I didn't like that at all.
I think the tie in, and I get it, because it did take it, like, the one screen grab from the video that went around the internet was them hugging. And the video itself, if you knew nothing about that video, you would just think it was about Katy Perry. But the whole video was not. It was really focused on equality, right? But I think it tied into the song. It didn't tie into the video well at all, but it tied into the song where she talks about the internet pitting women against each other and women having each other's backs and not being just – we all get crowns, not like just – the internet can't award one person better than the other and pitting women against each other in general. So the thing that bothers me though about it –
kind of, except for that's not why they had a riff.
That's what bothers me is no one pitted Taylor and Katie against each other.
No.
They chose it. They actually had beef. It wasn't like we all did something and
we didn't
shame on
it.
Us.
Yeah.
They chose that path. And so they reconciled. Yeah. Great. But I think it would have been more powerful had it been someone that she was actually pitted against or something.
Right.
I mean, I loved the scene where they did the pageant and it was all the drag queens that were the pop stars. Yes. I loved that. Like that in and of itself could have been the perfect tie-in with everything.
Yes.
So someone messaged us, a subscriber, and she had a good point. She's a Taylor diehard and a Katie fan. And she said, is Taylor – I know. She said, is Taylor telling us we need to calm down about not liking Katy Perry?
No.
Is she telling the world that?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay. So, okay. Well, that's that.
I mean, fuck that. She wrote a whole song called Bad Blood and made bank off that song about she needs to fucking calm down then. Like, you brought this on me, Taylor. This was not – I wasn't born this way. Right. You made me this way. So you better not be telling me to calm down. You did this to me.
She got us all riled up. And then Katy Perry did Swish Swish. And now we're just supposed to forget that that happened. We're supposed – here's the problem.
Well, I forgot about Swish Swish the second it was released because it was a joke.
It was bad. Here's the situation that we're in. A lot of people have written us saying, what do we do? How do we go forward? When Taylor posts a picture of her and Katie, do we like the photo? No, you don't like the photo. Mm-mm. Here's the problem. This is like Taylor is a good friend of ours, right?
Right.
And she's got, like, for example, a shitty boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And she's confided in us about shitty boyfriend things. But then her and the boyfriend never break up. And so the boyfriend keeps – now the boyfriend's coming around and we're like –
And then
they broke up. They're back together. And we're like, okay, we weren't in on the conversations. We weren't in on the makeup. Right. All we heard was the shitty boyfriend things. And this dead weight's still lugging around and we're just supposed to love him now? That's the issue.
That's exactly right.
If they wanted us to love Katie, they should air out
– What happened?
What they aired out. Bring us into the fold. Give us more. Then we'll give you more. I think that settles it. The other things I loved, though, about the video is I wanted to be a celebrity in this video. It looked like so much fun to shoot.
I was very confused
why it looked like a good time.
I get Ellen DeGeneres because she's gay. I don't under – and then, you know, the gay marriage. I get that. I don't under – it felt like you're just – I mean, and I hate saying this about Taylor, but I was like, are you just trying to be relevant? Like, why are you getting all these – and they had, like, millisecond cameos. I don't – did not think that that was necessary. I think it would have been just as powerful. To have been all drag queens or all just whoever, anyone else. I mean, I didn't know any of the other ones, but like, I just didn't think it was really necessary to have all the celebrities in there. Like when Kanye did it, I get it because he was doing it like, you know, in that, remember that bed thing or whatever he did? Like I get that that fit for me and it was a big thing. I didn't really understand why she needed all the celebrities.
Do you remember when she released Bad Blood and she had...
Yeah, but that was like a year, what was it, 11-minute video or something?
But
it was like a story.
Before she released it, there was like 2 weeks where every other day she'd be like, and Camila Cabello's in it and this person's in it. I didn't like that either. The video itself I ended up liking and it was like a feature film.
Yeah.
But the whole lead up to it felt very showy. Like here's all my celebrity friends. Similar to this. So I definitely agree with you there that it's just a little like, okay, like we get
it's
it.
It's a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I agree. But I also, when I watch the video, it makes me happy. Like I want to be day drinking with them because on an Instagram picture, she's like, we all drink champagne and it showed. It looked like a hell of a time. Like, it looked like they were having so much fun. I love the message. I love the scene where everybody's chilling, like soaking up the sun. And then across the fence, people are just making themselves look like idiots with all the hate signs. Mm-hmm. I love the positive message. And the song, I really liked it the first time we heard it last week. I've been hit and play on that quite a bit, and I just love the beat. I love the song. Mm-hmm. It's just – it's such a good vibe. Do you still like it?
Yes, I love it, and I do like it more than me. And even the lyrics that I thought were dumb at first, I like them now. I just love it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so catchy. It's such a good bop. Mm-hmm. And it's having a lot of success too, which is cool. I did go online, and we can move on, but – I did go online and looked up Easter eggs that were in this.
Yeah.
The other thing that's difficult for me, and I hate saying this because before an album comes out or before a single comes out, the Easter eggs are really fun. Like it's fun when there's been a big break and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, she's coming out with new stuff. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, the Instagram post. And now I feel Easter egg fatigue. It's like a
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
it's a lot. It's like looking at it. I just want to look at it at face value and not be trying to solve a riddle right. with every scene. Like mm-hmm. how many dice and how many numbers.
There was
and
a number five on the middle of the target. I'm like, what does that mean? That means something.
That's what I was going to talk about. I think that was one of the more relevant Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Just perfect. So that a lot of people are theorizing is about track five, which every track five on Taylor albums are usually the most heavy, usually the most, I'm looking for a word, like Delicate was track five on Reputation, All Too Well, Dear John. They're usually just really intensely open and heart heavy. And so Hayley Cuoco, who is a singer, was the person shooting the arrow at that target. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are thinking track five could be a collaboration with Hayley Cuoco, who I don't know that well. I actually went on Apple Music to see, like, do I actually know any of her songs?
Yeah.
I didn't really know any of her songs, but I know her name. Yeah. I just don't really, like, know her stuff. So we'll see. All right. Ash, tell me. What do I need to know?
I have a
How many do you have this week?
Well, I have just one, and it's like the shortest. Mm. How many do you have?
I got two. They're pretty short as well.
Why don't you sandwich me?
All right. I want to talk about something called the Haka. Have you heard of it? H-A-A-K-A-A. No. Okay. So this is a breastfeeding thing that I wanted to talk about because I don't think people talk about breastfeeding enough or just a lot of things about the post. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about pregnancy. A lot of people talk about labor. Not a lot of people talk about the stuff afterwards and the things that go well and the things that are hard and the all of it. So if you are pregnant and wanting to breastfeed or if you have a friend who's wanting to breastfeed or going to a baby shower, this would be a great gift idea. It is something that has really helped me a lot. I've had a lot of friends who are also in postpartum with new babies and they are using this and love it too. So it is just a little silicone breast pump. It is not electric. So it is just a little like handheld breast pump. Mm-hmm. You can buy it on Amazon for $13. So it's very economical. The best thing about it is I was really stressed out already about going back to work this fall. And what do I do about storage? And like, I don't need to be stressed out about this at all. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking like, how do I start, you know, building up a stockpile? And I was just starting to get worked up about it. And my lactation consultant recommended this. And she's like, you don't need to be pumping like crazy. Number one, everything's going to be fine. Whether you have to supplement, formula, like it's all going to be fine. So number one, take all the pressure off yourself. Number two, if you want a really easy way to start saving up a supply, the Haka is a great way to do it because in the morning or whenever, usually in the morning is when your boobs are the fullest with milk. So in the morning, when the baby's nursing on one side, you can literally just kind of suction this on to your other side. And as that other side is letting down, it is amazing how many ounces you catch with the Haka every single day that otherwise would have just gone into a nursing pad. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just would have been absolutely wasted. And it's also really good because you can, after you're done breastfeeding, if you want to, if your supply is down, you can kind of suction it on each breast for a couple minutes. And it will stimulate your breasts and make your breasts think they need to produce more. So it's also a good way to increase your supply because the best way to increase your supply is more demand, not food. I mean, that's one way. It's a tactic. Foods and stuff help. But demand is the biggest thing. So I have been saving just with the Haka, just with in the morning, between 2 to 5 ounces every morning.
Oh, that's
just
great.
With, and so it's just really easy. It's very low pressure. It's not sitting using an electric pump and having to attached like spend to time and emotion and attachment. I have not broken out my electric pump once, and I've saved so many ounces in the last week and a half using
this.
That's
amazing. Yeah.
So guys, get the Haka. It's awesome. So easy. It incorporates into the time you're already spending and very effective. And I'll link it on our products. If you go to our Instagram, we have a products highlight that has everything we talk about that's available on Amazon linked. So I will link this. All right. What do I need to know, Ash?
I had heard about that and I was going to buy one because someone of the reviews were like, yeah, you just sit there. And while you're feeding on one, that one just collects. So, Rev and I didn't really have luck. Okay. Really just quick TV thing. And I thought maybe you didn't know about one and I'm really hoping I'm bringing you something nice here.
Ooh.
First of all, I got a follow up on Chernobyl.
Yeah.
We watched the whole thing. It was so good.
Oh my
there
God.
Were, thank God. It was so good, you guys. It was, it's insane, really.
On HBO.
On HBO. Do you think that'll win awards or no?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It'll be nominated. It'll be in the mix. I don't know if it'll win everything. Depends on how the rest of the year plays out. But this point, yes. Absolutely.
It is very good. Very entertaining. It's only 5 episodes, I think.
Miniseries. Yep.
A little miniseries. And there was in episode 4, Colleen warned me about it. So that's where they deal with animals. And she just told me that it was really hard to watch. And I just decided I didn't need it. So John fast-forwarded those parts. So if you are also sensitive to – because it's animal – there's – you'll see in the very beginning of the episode, they talk about that they're animal control. So you'll know that's the episode. And when it shows the scene with those three, you can just – and I didn't even want to look at the TV in case I saw something. So I didn't even look and I just made John fast-forward. And you don't miss – you miss, you know, 10 minutes of the whole thing because it's split – throughout or whatever, so you don't miss a lot. But yeah, that's the only thing. But that was really good. And then the other thing, please tell me you haven't seen this yet. Have you seen or heard of Mosaic?
I have not.
Yes,
I have not. Yes. You've scored. You stepped up to the plate.
This is a
you
home
took a big swing,
run.
Home run okay. Round those bases, Ash.
Oh my God. Okay, so Mosaic is I'm so surprised you haven't heard of it because it's another HBO miniseries.
I'm writing it down now.
Oh my gosh, Colleen, we watched it. It's another, I think it's 5 or 6 episodes. And it is a murder mystery.
Ooh.
It is so good. So the first 2 episodes are like building up. You get to know this character and you know, then the murder takes place and then the next 4 episodes are figuring. And it's kind of like, you know, the Night of.
Yes.
Where you're like, this guy in the episode 1 is like, looks like he's guilty, but you're kind of like, but he can't be guilty because then we would know that this happened the whole time.
Right.
So that happens where you like, you're teed up, like this guy looks very guilty. And then, you know, they go through the whole thing and just unravel it all. And it's crazy. I will say I was a little underwhelmed with the ending. I was dissatisfied because I don't want to give it away, but I was like, man, I wish it didn't end like that. But it is so good. The acting is spot on. Pee Wee Herman is in it.
That
which
guy?
Which is funny. Yeah.
Well, good for him because where has he been? Why has he been out of the spotlight for so long?
Well, didn't he get like caught jacking off in a movie theater?
Yeah, something like that. That sounds familiar. Okay. So he's back. All right.
So he's back. But he's a very good actor. And I didn't reckon – I thought it was – did you ever watch Sex and the City?
Oh, yeah.
So they have a – what was his name? Like Stanley or something. Like he's like a small gay guy, Carrie's really good friend, kind of sassy.
You're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that's who it was. And John was like, oh no, that's Pee Wee Herman. But so he plays a gay guy in this, but he's like fun and sassy, but he's also just sharp. So that was really good. I didn't know any of the other actors, but well, actually Jeff Bridges' brother's in it. And I recognized him, but I don't know from where.
Oh, Jeff Bridges' brother.
You know, the dude abides.
Okay.
No, Jeff Bridges. Is he the dude abides?
I don't know. Well, Jeff Bridges
guys,
has been in a ton
I don't
of
have
things.
The actors. It's, but John was saying someone Bridges' brother, but anyway, you'll recognize him when you see him, but I don't know his name. But it is so good. We watched it. So we watched 2, I think 3 and 3. We watched it in 2 days. It's amazing. Like I couldn't wait to put Rev to bed so that I could watch this thing.
Oh my God. I'm in the market now that Chernobyl's done. I'm in the market for a good show. I'm going to start
this tonight.
You and
Chris are going to like this.
Oh, I
can't
wait.
Yeah, start it tonight. Mosaic. It's
oh my God. 2 things on Chernobyl. Did you know there was a podcast that HBO released that does like in-depth things about Chernobyl and the actual episodes?
No.
Okay, check that out. And then second, did the ending when he's like narrating over the over nature where he's like talking about the cost, how so many scientists and just our world focuses on the cost of telling the truth. Like, oh my God, if we tell the truth about this thing, what's going to happen? And he's like, now I focus on the cost of lies.
Of lies. Yeah.
Oh my God. I got goosebumps just thinking about climate change and just where it's so relevant to today and how many times we're lying, worried about how is it going to affect the economy or how is it going to affect whatever, or votes or politics.
Yeah.
And it's like so much bigger
than
that.
Really big issues. Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think, but of course you thought that. I mean, your brain is actually, that's why I couldn't wait to talk to you about Taylor, because I figured you would be like, but this meant this and this meant this, because you're always so good at like sleuthing those things out. I was just taking it at face value, but that is so true. Like all the things that it applies to today.
I'm not going to spoil it for the people who watch it, but you know the people on the bridge in the, and then you find out at the end. Did that? That's just harrowing. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was just harrowing and true. And it just, it, oh my God.
All of it was insane. And the fact that it was based on a true story. And then when they walk you through what actually happened inside the room to make this Chernobyl event, it's, it's crazy. I mean, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so very good, you guys. Watch that. Watch Mosaic.
I can't wait to watch Mosaic. Okay, I've got last thing you need to know about. Do you like the smell of lemongrass? Is that the weirdest thing to ask?
No, I like it.
You like it? Okay. So Chris and I, this is so random, but Chris and I, our honeymoon, we took in Bali. And when I think about Bali, like I love Bali so much, but we got a lot of massages there because they were like really affordable in Bali. And the smell that takes me back to that every single time in a very happy way is lemongrass. And I got this sample exfoliator in my Birchbox. And it, this sounds like such an ad. Whatever. It's not. It's just really good. But I got this sample exfoliating foaming cleanser. So it starts off as a scrub on your face and then it quickly turns into like a foaming clean.
Oh.
So you get, I feel like it's like a two for one because you get the exfoliation and then you get the cleansing.
Yeah.
And it bubbles up and the smell is lemongrass and it smells
right back in Bali.
Freaking insane. It is like my favorite face product I have tried in years.
Wow.
It's called Sufi, S-U-F-I, Exfoliating Foaming Cleanser. I went to their website and it was like $30-something for a little pot of it. I went on Amazon, it was $28 for like a size. And I don't know why spending $35 felt like a lot, but $28 felt fine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird how sometimes
Amazon's
like
just like easy. It's like click. Oh, it's like, it's like it's Monopoly money you're playing with for some reason with Amazon. It's like, oh, that's not real money. Just purchase.
Yeah. It was there like the next second. Yeah. You know, they're like, oh, the little Amazon angels just, you know, just floated it down to me on my couch. So, but it, I have been using it like a lot and it's like my favorite part.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I mean, that sounds weird.
Yeah, but like, you just, well, no, it doesn't. There's... I mean, you're a new mom stage. You relish in those self
little moments.
Care practices. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you what else I relish in. My third love bras, you guys. We've talked about it before. We're talking about it again because they're that good. Skip the trip to the stores. Skip a freaking dressing room with 30 different bras on and a stranger trying to size you. Third Love is where it's at. They offer 70, more than 70 sizes, including signature half cups. They have a little quizzy quiz you can take to help you get the perfect fit. Over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, which is really amazing and impressive.
That's insane.
But they have a 100% fit guarantee. So if you don't love it, after 60 days, you can wear it, wash it, put it to the test. You can return it. Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So no risk to try it out. Mm-hmm. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. But the big thing, you guys, is the comfort and quality. These will be, hands down, the most comfortable bras you'll own. They've got straps that won't slip. No itching. They're lightweight, incredibly soft, smooth, and breathable.
Oh, memory foam cups. I don't know if this is what Caitlin Bristow was wearing yesterday, but on her stories, she was talking about memory. She was like talking about her bra and she's like, what is it called? It's got the memory foam cups. I wonder if she's talking about
Third Probably Love. Because they're proprietary to Third Love.
What does that mean?
Like,
oh, they're proprietary. Like no one else has.
Yeah. They're like Third Love. Oh, well,
great. Guys, we wear them. Caitlin Bristow wears them. What more do you need?
Yeah. They're going to mold
and
to your
if
boobs.
If you need more. Understand there's a perfect, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/sip right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/SIP for 15% off today.
Third Love.
All right, guys, we have a doozy. Not only did I bring it with a TV tip that I thought for sure I thought I was going to strike out that I landed, I'm also going to be a host of a game right now.
You're the executive producer of a segment.
I'm the executive producer and you are the leading star, but I'm also going to act in it.
Yes.
I'm like Bradley Cooper.
Right. And I'm Lady Gaga.
And you're Lady Gaga. So this one we're calling firsts and faves. Should I go to like all the firsts. So it's basically, we're going to answer like the first thing, tell these stories about first time and then favorite things. Should we do all the firsts and then all the faves, or like first fave?
You're the one driving this car, Ash.
Let's go back and forth.
Okay. First fave. Yeah. Let's get crazy.
And if we don't like it, then we'll switch it up.
Yeah.
And these are in no particular order, but what was your first car accident or speeding ticket?
Oh my God. Okay. My first car accident, I like came home to my parents and cried, but it was one where I rear-ended a car, basically. Uh-huh. I was freshly off of getting – I was 16 probably.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of those things where it was such a slow hit, but the person had their – they were turning right. I was also turning right. I was right behind them. They started to go – and I like drove up behind them, but they stopped. Like they went to go, but then they stopped. And yeah. I was looking left to see who was coming. Yes. And I just drove right into them. I was mortified. I cried to the person. I went home, told my parents, like, oh, I have something to tell you. And they were like,
yeah,
okay. You know, it was just like, we'll figure it out.
It wasn't a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. But my mom was an insurance agent. And so I knew like that accidents when you're young, like, can really F up your insurance rate. So I think that's why I was so emotional about it. What was yours?
Okay, I was in a car accident when like someone rear-ended us on the way to school, but the first one that I don't remember my first car accident, but I'm going to talk about my speeding ticket. So I was also 16. I had just gotten my driver's license, and you couldn't – remember where you couldn't drive with anyone in the car other than a sibling or something, or family member for the first year?
Yeah.
So I was in that zone. So I was in the car by myself, but it was the first night of spring break junior year or something like that. And went to this house party, and I had just moved in with my dad, and I lived with my mom all growing up. And sophomore year, I moved in with my dad. So maybe it was actually sophomore year. So he had not really known that rules need to be enforced. So he didn't give me a curfew or anything. I was just like, whatever I want to do. And I went over to this house party, and for some reason, like I drank when I was in high school, but I decided not to drink that night. I don't know why, but now I know. And so I was just at this party, whatever. And then I left, and I didn't know. I had never seen a cop on the highway. So I thought, cops aren't on highways. So I'm flying.
That's
at
a great
2 a.m. 2 a.m. Remember, I'm 16, so I don't know anything about anything. 2 a.m., I'm flying down the highway at 90 miles an hour. Guys, it's 55. It's 55 in Oregon is the speed limit on 217. So I'm feeling powerful. I'm feeling good. Can you imagine now if you're on the highway at 55 and someone's just flying by at 2 a.m. at 90 miles an hour?
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah, so the cop pulls me over.
Of course.
And I just, you know, I felt invincible and untouchable. And he didn't even ask for my like registration and insurance. He was like, do you have your driver's license? I gave him, he's like, where are you going? And I was like, my dad's house. And he was like, what's his phone number? And he called my dad to say, like, you know, and he was like, this is a felony. How fast you were driving is a felony. I'd only had my license for 2 months. And I was like terrified. And I get home, and the garage door opens, and my dad's just leaning over the railing in his boxers, you know, pissed off and just so disappointed. And after that, needless to say, he gave me a curfew for whatever the state was. So it's like 10 o'clock until you're 18, and then 18 was midnight or something like that, or something. I don't remember, but whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was my first speeding ticket. And I had to go to, you know, like traffic school.
Wow. That's intense. Jeez. Well-deserved ticket. I mean, that was like, they set you straight. You're a great driver now. I remember in college, you were a little like bullish, you know, on the road. You're a great driver now.
Listen, I learned from my dad to not really use brakes. Like, have you ever ridden with my sister? I don't know if, like, my sister, I am terrified to get in the car with
Sarisa?
Her. I don't like driving with my dad. Yes, Sarisa. She doesn't, like, they don't use brakes on the highway. So I always feel like I'm about to die, always riding people's asses. And I didn't realize I was a shitty driver until John is, like, the safest driver in the world. And then I worked for Enterprise as like my first real paying job out of college. And I saw all these accidents. And so I started becoming a safe driver, but now I get in the car with my sister and I'm like, this is how I used to drive. Like, I endangered everyone on the road, not just me in my own car. Like, everyone was in danger when
but
I was
you
out
thought
there.
That's just the way to do it. That was like,
I just, yeah.
That was
you know,
your
like
DNA.
If your parent teaches you, yeah, that's all you know. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. What's your favorite city?
Okay, this is going to sound very biased. It's honestly Portland, though. It really is. Oh, like, I love it here so much. I love everything about it. I love the food. I love the ease mm-hmm. of, like, we went to the beach this last weekend, hour and a half. You're at the Oregon coast. Like, yeah. It just was awesome. But I would say favorite city that's not my hometown.
You can have it be your hometown.
All right. I also really like Chicago. Chicago's cool. The thing I like about Chicago is it's like all the cool Midwest people who are just so nice. Like I lived in, we talked about how I shit in a cornfield in Nebraska, but I lived in Nebraska for a short time. Nicest people on the planet. They do anything to help you out. Just like, you know, what you see is what you get. Like, so why can't, I'm having such a brain fart. Authentic.
Oh, mom like, brain. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I feel like it's like a lot of those type of people, born and bred, just authentic, good people in the city, like dress nice and out for a fun night kind of all the time. Yeah. I don't know. I just love the vibe in Chicago. Also great food. I had like the best deep dish pizza there. Place that starts with a P. Everyone in Chicago is like killing me right now. They're probably yelling in the car. Like it's pierogies or something. Yeah. But anyway, it was great.
I've been to Chicago once, but I don't really remember it. We were there for one night. If I ever go though, I'm going to RPM Italian. That's Julian and Bill's steakhouse.
We should do a retreat, just the two of us, and go record episodes in Chicago and go there.
Oh, my God.
Lastly, I know I can't pick three, but I also love New York City because the majority of our listeners are from New York City. So what up, New Yorkers?
Okay, well, I hate to let you guys down. If my least favorite city was being asked here, it would be New York City. I hate New York.
But we love
the people there. That there's people supporting us there.
A lot.
And look, I don't need to love New York because it's probably the most loved city in the world. Like there's enough people that love, you know, like you guys are in a good spot. It's just not for me. My favorite city, I have two as well. They're both Southern California. If it weren't so damn expensive to live there, I would live there. Yeah. San Diego is my first favorite.
Oh, I love San Diego.
I love the vibe. It's just laid back. It's a good time. Breweries on every corner. Ocean's right there. Great weather. And then I also love Santa Monica.
I feel like it's
just like a cute little quaint town. And I don't know. I love it. I mean,
my heart rate goes down in Santa Monica. You get to Santa Monica, you're like, where can I just find a good beer and just hang out.
Oh, gosh. It's so good.
Yeah. Let's also go there ASAP.
Okay. Let's do a world tour of all our favorite places. Yeah. All right. Tell me about the first time you drank.
Okay. It was when I was actually pretty young. It was a sleepover at a friend's house. And it's the old classic. We broke into the parents' liquor cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
And
we have a little bit of each one.
What did we drink? It was so terrible. Oh my God, it just was the most terrible, like old parent grandma liquor. God, it was bad. And we took shots. So we had way too much.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. What was yours?
Mine was in, I think it was seventh or eighth grade. We were going to a Tim McGraw concert and we were riding the Max in. I was with my best friend. Same thing, broke into her dad's liquor cabinet and just had, you know, because you don't want to like alert them. So you had like a little bit of all the different bottles. It was like the graveyard of alcohol, you know, and then you just like pour a little water back in. So, yeah. And we thought it was so cool to be drunk. So we were acting a fool on this Max train, and you're in middle school. You basically just came out of the womb and we're just playing it up so bad, like we are just hammered. But
I kind of feel like that's us when we drink, though. Like not a lot changes.
Right. No, it's still nothing's really changed. Except for now, it's not really acting. Like you don't care. Like I was putting on a show of like I want these people to know I'm drunk because look, I'm an adult and I can drink. Even though you know people knew we were middle schoolers, I'm sure. But yeah, now I still act the same. Yeah. It's true.
It's true.
It's authentic these days.
Right. We cannot be calmed down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Fave food. What's your favorite food?
I mean, mac and cheese. You knew that.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Yeah. I think anything Thai.
Yeah. You think? You look unsure of your answer.
Well, you know, I wrote all these things down and I didn't think through my answers on any of them. And I'm like, on my birthday, I usually like to get Thai food.
Okay. Well, that's a solid poll. I mean, if that's the one thing on your special day.
Yeah, I feel like it's my fave. Yeah. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Me too.
I had posters of him in my room.
I mean, who?
Oh my God.
Guys.
He was so.
He was the heartthrob of everything. You remember that Teen Bop or Bebop magazine and it was just their pretty little faces all over it?
I had one of the posters that had
JTT,
his signature on it. you know? And I just like, just adoringly looked at that signature. Like he wrote that. Obviously he didn't.
Yeah.
But you know.
Right. No, yeah. But at some point he did. And then they just mass produced.
What's he up to? Is he doing anything? JTT?
I don't even know if he's alive. You know?
The heartthrob of America. We don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know. He probably married some really ugly person.
Maybe he'll pop up in a miniseries soon. We'll be like, oh, JTT.
There he is. Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a comeback. Could you imagine if JTT made a comeback? Oh yeah. My God, he should, JTT, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
The time
Tell your
is
manager
now.
To get you on something. Get you in a Taylor Swift music video, you know? That's if you need there to be relevant. Go. There you go. All right, favorite
there
drink.
There you go. Old fashioned. We're talking alcoholic, right? Of course.
Anything. But I figure all of our favorite drinks are probably going to be alcoholic.
Old fashioned. Whiskey, ice, a sugar cube, a little bit of
bitters.
Perfect drink.
Spicy margarita, but a good one. Not the fake sweet and sour. I want fresh squeezed. Give me the and it
real
needs
jalapenos.
To be strong. Real jalapenos. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What was your first car?
Okay. My first car was a Plymouth Reliant. We're talking big old white car thing took up the whole road. Like
well,
there was no room on the highway.
There couldn't be room for both of you.
No, I was spreading across America with this car. Like it had the best part about it was the drive. It had one big bench in the front,
yeah.
Like the front driver, the driver's seat and the passenger seat are connected.
Yeah.
So three people could sit in the front.
Safe.
Purple velvet. Oh yeah, purple velvet. It was beautiful. I have shorter legs and I like to sit close to the steering wheel, or I did at the time. So people who sat, like if guys were in the car with me in the passenger side, they'd stick their legs out the window because they couldn't.
Their knees would be in their throat.
Oh yeah. And at one point, the driver's side door stopped working. And I remember, that I was trying out for soccer. Like I was trying to make like the varsity team or whatever. And I was 16. I'd just gotten this Plymouth Reliant and this car door had just broke. And one of like the popular girls was like walking me to my car. And I remember like stalling, wanting her to get
like
get
in
her
car
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just like whatever. And she finally got in her car, but I didn't realize like the loop she was taking around the parking lot. And I had to crawl through the passenger side door and then scoot across this bench to get to the driver's side. And I saw her look at me and I was like, damn it. You know, damn it, Jim.
The jig is up.
And the thing caught on fire. Like it went out like a glory. I remember driving home and the engine just started bursting with like smoke. God. Oh yeah. It went down in flames. It was cool. It was the best car ever. What was yours?
Oh, mine actually was cool. I had a Toyota Tacoma. I mean, like mine was
that's
like
very cool.
It was not like a first, like my first car. I wish I had the story like you, but I had a Toyota Tacoma and I was like super proud of it.
Yeah,
I
it was
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your, this is stupid. We don't have time to go through all of these. Okay. So I'm going to get, okay. What's your favorite curse word? Swear word.
Probably fuck.
Me too. Easy. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. First date. Do you remember the first date you went on? And if you don't, what was, because I don't think I remember my first date.
I don't think I do.
What's your first date with Chris?
I don't really remember because we were friends for so long. Like we were friends for like a year before. So there was like a gradual thing. But I do remember the first time we hung out as friends that felt like a date. We drove from Eugene to Portland to go to a concert together.
Oh, yeah.
And we had like – that's like an hour and 45-minute drive both ways. We went to Portland and back. And we went to the Streets, like that band, the Streets, whatever. And on the way back home, it was like pitch black outside. We're driving for like 2 hours and just had like really good talks. Like
yeah.
Just – it was – I don't know where you feel like, whoa, this is more
yeah.
than
there's some
friendship.
Chemistry here. Yeah.
Yeah. What was yours with John?
He picked me up and he was so – I thought he was so handsome. And we went to – I think it was like some Caribbean – Johnny Caribbean or something in Eugene. And we had like whatever the Caribbean food was, it was good. And then we had they had the table side s'more thing, you know, where you can make your own s'mores.
Ooh,
and then we went back to my place and had sex. Just kidding.
Slam dunk.
No, we went back to my
s'mores and sex. Wow.
And then we went back to...
Can't get any better than that. We
went back to my place. And I had just came back from the coast and I bought a whole case of Rogue Chipotle beer. And so we had some Rogue Chipotle beer and we watched SportsCenter because I was still trying to be like the cool chick. He still jokes about how I said I did watch SportsCenter every night, like in college. Yeah. But nobody likes sports as much as John does. So now I'm not like he thinks that I duped him or like, you know, lied to him to like
you catfished him.
Yeah, catfished him. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I really did watch it. But like now that it's on all the time, I don't crave it. I don't need to see the highlights because we watch it in real time every single sporting event that ever happens. Yeah. So yeah, we watched it and then he left. I don't even know if we kissed that night, actually. But yeah.
Yeah. That's why on your anniversary, you were texting me like, where can I get tableside s'mores? I'm like, I don't know. But I remember that. Yeah. I was like Googling places and sending them to you. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm Google, but I'll find it. Of course, I just started searching.
I don't go to Google. I go to Colleen.
No questions asked.
Yeah, and you did. Oh. You found me a bunch of options.
And then you went to none of them. You're like, we found something else instead. Like, Okay, cool. That was fun.
Sorry, Google call. What was your first? That was fun. What was your first job?
I worked for Krispy Kreme. No, I worked for my neighbor at her restaurant as a server. And it was a very small restaurant. There was one server named Bev who'd been like a server her whole life. And I think she hated me because I was like,
oh, probably.
What's the youngest you can work? 15?
It was 15.
I was 15.
Yeah.
So I was 15 and I'd go work with Bev and that was like her career. Like she was a lifetime. Like Bev was probably in her 60s and man.
You're coming in there fucking things up. Oh, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But by the end, I think I won her heart. I think I won her heart.
Of course you did.
Yeah. What was yours?
So the first thing that I did for money was prostitute.
Yep. Could have called that one.
No, the first thing. So I wasn't like, it wasn't employment, but my dad had this friend who owned like a bar, golf course, or whatever. And I would just he'd pay me like $500 to print out 1,000 flyers and go put them on people's windshields in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
So that was like my first thing to get like any money. And it was, you know, that was great. But after that, my official job was I worked at Elmer's. I was a hostess at Elmer's, 15. Worst job ever, actually. Yeah. Hated it. Okay. Do you remember your first kiss?
Kind of. I mean, I was really young. So it was in, well, I guess, I don't know. It's all relative, but it was during, I was either in like elementary school or middle school, like early.
Okay.
And it was during summer camp, which was like hosted at the school. So it was like school's out, but then you go back to school for the summer camp thing, but it was like the coolest ever. Like everybody went. Yeah, like you wanted all day to be long. It's like, school. Do you want to do crafts or do you want to go get a snow cone or do you want to play games? Like it was like, or do you want to learn how to swing dance? Like it was just the best.
Yeah.
And I remember we were hanging out with a circle of friends, like doing truth or dare classic. I picked dare. It was like kiss Zach or whatever, but it was like a little peck. But I remember that because it was a guy I actually had a crush on.
Oh yeah.
The whole summer camp. So I was like, okay, great.
Yeah, no problem.
For this dare.
I can do this.
No problem at all. Yeah. But like that, nothing ever happened, unfortunately.
One and done.
You know. Or fortunately, I guess.
I think my first, I pecked. Was that a peck? It was just a peck.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'm counting it though.
Yeah.
You're not counting
it. Okay, fine.
What was your real one? Yeah, just go wherever the best story is.
Well, I didn't French kiss somebody until like sophomore year of high school.
Same. Yeah.
I was like asking my friends, how do you do this? And I remember... Yeah. So the first time I French somebody was, it was actually the guy that I dated for a couple years, but I remember now, and he talked about it since. So I just thought, oh, you just shove your tongue in. So it's just like, like, just, and he said, he thought I was just like just eating him alive, just like. And it's actually so mortifying to think about now. I don't know why he would, because I feel like if you kiss someone like that now, you'd be like, okay, red flag. This is going nowhere. But then we ended up dating for like 2 years. I mean, off and on, he was terrible. He cheated on me like 100 times, but.
Sounds like he had it coming then. Good.
Kiss didn't turn him off, but whoo, yeah.
Man.
All right. I feel like we're running out of time. I have so many more, but like.
Should we do faves next time? And
well, we've been going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever. Let's end on this one, I guess. What's your favorite self-care practice?
Favorite self care practice?
Like the thing to do, you know, that feels good, like you're really filling
your cup. Feel like I'm taking what you're going to say, which is walking.
Yeah.
But really, it's today I went on a really long walk with a friend and Ben, and like it just changes your whole day.
Oh my gosh.
Like it just sets your whole day up for success. That as well as meditation throughout the day, like not sitting and meditating, but I do make an effort. Like when I go to bed, I think about like, can I feel my body on the mattress? I've talked a lot about this before, but like just thoughtfulness throughout the day and like bringing myself back into my body. I really love that practice.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Mine is going to be walking and listening to personal development. And that's, you know, I've not been able to get that much in because it's like 100 degrees at, I mean, still probably it's 9 o'clock here. It's probably still 100 degrees out. So I like to do it when the sun's down. I'm not an early riser, so I don't do it before the sun's up. And in the morning at like 8 a.m., it's 80 degrees, but the sun's out. So it's like, you know, you're in the sun. Mm-hmm. It feels warmer.
Hot.
So I did a little walk tonight with Roki, but that's one thing about Arizona is it's too hot to walk outside, but I'm with you. Like those outdoor walks. And so I just did like a 30-minute one today because I just needed it. I love it so much. It's the best.
When you're here, so Ash is coming into town, guys. When you're here, we'll get after it.
We're walking. Crazy.
We'll get so much walking in.
Faces off.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Oh,
yeah.
And you know what we can do when we walk?
What?
I always like to listen to personal development, and we might want to listen to each other, but if we don't, we can Raycon. We can do some Raycon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's 2019, okay? Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. Before you go dropping hundreds of bucks on a pair, you guys got to check out these wireless earbuds from Raycon. Am I supposed to continue?
Hey, let me Raycon in here. Raycon in here. Guys, these start at about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, but they sound just as amazing. The company was co-founded by Ray J. Celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Brandy, Melissa Etheridge, they're already obsessed, and so are we.
Yeah, they've totally changed the game for me. They're so comfortable. They're little, they look cool, they're easy to take anywhere. And unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems. I mean, I don't know what a stem is, but they don't have them. You know?
No, they don't. Nothing funny is going to be dangling out of your ears with Raycons. I actually do love that. You just like little tiny buds, pop them in. They look slick and they just sync right on up with your listening devices. Guys, go buy Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/sip to get 20% off of your order. That's buyraycon, buyraycon.com/sip. For 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds, if you've been eyeing a pair, which I know you have, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time for the people in the back. Buyraycon.com/sip. S-I-P.
Call.
Yeah.
Rant to me.
All right. I got a good one for you.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
It's one I've actually been like living my whole life with, but it didn't occur to me to like write this down as a rant for this until the other day when a salad sounded really good to me and I was at a restaurant and I ordered the salad. And the salad, first of all, salads are too much money. They charge way too much at restaurants for salads. Oh God, but I wanted it and it sounded good. It had like, you know, cranberries and apples and this and that and special cheese, right? So I'm like, this is the salad I want and I'm willing to spend $1 million on it. So I order the salad. It comes to my table and it's in a it's perfectly like arranged where you've got like cranberries here. It's like in a little pyramid.
Like a Cobb
right?
salad kind of, you know, stack. Where it's like segmented?
Yeah. It's like segmented off. It just is a beautiful presentation. But here's the problem. When it is served to you like that, what do you got to do? Toss it.
Yeah.
Right? You got to toss it. And the thing was served in a bowl where when you toss it, your salad's going to go everywhere, all over the table. And there is nothing I hate more than an untossable salad because of problematic bowls or plates.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. The perfect salad should be served in an oversized bowl or plate. Like, it needs to be tossable unless it is pre-tossed, which is for me, ideal. Mm-hmm. Also, the way I like my salads is when the components of it are not in too big of pieces, when they're nicely chopped up.
Like a
Don't give me a whole cucumber. Don't give me a whole baby carrot.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me things that are going to be way too hard to chew.
Like, I don't understand why people love wedge salads, because it's like they just serve you a head of lettuce. Like, then
let
you
me
gotta,
take why 30 am I minutes you? To deconstruct this. Right.
Or you know when they serve you shrimp on any entree, but on the salad too, where it's like you got to take the tail and all the legs off. It's like, I don't care how artistic that is. I don't want to do this right now. Do this.
No, that's a crime.
It's a crime.
Anytime shrimp is served. Mm-hmm. A total nightmare.
Yeah.
So my dream salad is like big old bowl or big old plate, perfectly chopped. I like to be able to have the dressing in it. I mean, whatever. People ask for dressing on the side. That's probably smarter. But anyway, it's about quantities and it's about ability mm-hmm. to be free with your salads and not have anxiety that it's spilling out everywhere. All over the table. It just drives me nuts. So if you work at a restaurant, like tell this, we need to start a movement, because I don't understand why that is like the norm.
Yeah,
the norm is salad frustration.
You know what I'm thinking? And I always forget to do this, but you can order it tossed.
Yes.
Like I always forget.
I do too.
We need to remember that.
We do.
Because I agree with you. It is absolutely a nightmare. And I don't have the patience for it. You're so good at, like, if something comes, I am basically face planting directly into it. And, you know, you're like, you'll take the time to toss and
methodical.
Get everything, all the bites. And I'm like, rah, 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 rah. Yeah. And so I don't mess around with toss. I just try to like stab and all over and just try to get a little bit in every bite. But you can't. Yeah. You can't possibly win that situation either. But I need to be better about remembering it to be tossed.
At Cafe Yum, I've started – because I have the problem at Cafe Yum too, where I get a bowl and then it's perfectly arranged. The toppings are perfectly arranged on top. But then when I toss it, it's a cluster and I get very irritable with it quickly.
Yes.
So I've started ordering it next bowl size up. I'm like, I want a small or a medium, but I want it in a large bowl. And
smart.
They accommodate. So now when I order, it's like, if you can't toss this for me, I need to get the biggest bowl possible that you can
give
find
me
in your restaurant.
Because I'm going to have to maneuver some shit here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I need to have my way.
What is your rant?
This is also something I've been dealing with my whole life. And it is farting when you're in public.
I was hoping this would be funny because I started laughing, but then your face changed just slightly. I was like, oh my God, is this serious?
No. So today, I don't know what I – so I'm cleansing right now, right? And I think my body's not used to – oh, look at you tapping
shit.
Your fingers. So
this is going to be good.
I'm cleansing right now, and I think I'm just having a lot more fiber and, like, you know, there's lots of beans and lentils and just veggies and all the shit. So I've just been a little gassier than normal. And I don't leave my house that often, so it's been okay. But today, I had a doctor's appointment, the kind where they go down south, you know, and they stick – you know, the old pap, okay? I had a pap.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was tooting my way in that office, and my appointment was at 7:10 a.m. Let me tell you how many other patients are there at 7:10. Zero. So it's just you. Like, sometimes when you're in public, you're like, okay, there's enough people around that if I fart, no one's going to know it's me. They can't pin it on me. But that was not the case, you know?
Oh, no.
And then I'm laying there, feet in the stirrups. And I'm doing everything I can, right, to not fart in her face. And then she shoves that thing in and spreads it open. So it's just pressure on your backside.
Oh, no.
You know, and I think a little guy squeaked out. And I can't be held responsible for that. I just can't. But it made me think, like, this is already pretty mortifying, you know, like having – like when you're in the stirrups and they're mucking around down there, that's already not – like I just want them to be in and out. And they're always trying like, oh, what did you do? What do you have plans for the summer? And I'm like, can we just get this over with? I don't need small talk. Come on. But so they're always trying to talk. And then, you know, that situation's going on and you're like – what do I do? Her face is down in my vagina and I've got gas.
Oh,
but not
no.
only then, it's not just the doctor. I mean, she didn't say anything and it wasn't a loud, audible one, but it just got me thinking like, wow, it really sucks to have to fart.
Yeah.
You know?
I got – so when I was giving birth to Ben, I had the epidural. So you lose all control.
Oh, yeah.
And I think even without an epidural, you probably lose control anyway because things are just happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even pushing yet, but they like turned me over and they were moving some monitors around. And as they were turning me over, I farted and it was very loud, but it was like Chris was in the room, my OBGYN and the labor nurse.
Yeah.
And I was mortified. And I said, oh my God, I'm mortified. And I started laughing. You know what happened when I started laughing?
You farted more?
But it started going to the rhythm of my laugh. So it was like... So as I'm laughing, it's like... No! That's terrible. And their heads are down there. You know, yeah, you're already just... You've lost a lot of dignity as it is, you know? And then just layering that on. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah, farting in public is tough.
I hear you
I don't mind it at home. It's actually very satisfying at home.
Absolutely. You know?
And sometimes at home, you actually want to smell your fart.
Oh, yeah.
I don't smell there's anyone else's. Like,
there's a curiosity
like, if John
there.
Farts, I'm like, oh, what died in your butthole? But if my fart smells awful, I'm like, oh.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Interesting.
Noted.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah. So interesting. Hello, friends.
Yeah.
Rave. I'll rave.
Me? Okay, yeah.
No, I'm raving.
Yeah, you
rave. Okay, so this is kind of like a hangover. I thought about doing it in What You Need to Know, but I've been doing the placenta pills, so it's been a week on the placenta pills, and I got to say, I do feel like it's made a big difference, so I just wanted to quickly talk about that because I touched on it really quick last week. Some of you might have heard about this, but it's a way to encapsulate your placenta where somebody comes. I just wanted to share my experience. They steam it, dehydrate it, and they put it into pills. There's no scientific proof that this works. So like talk to your doctor if you're interested in it. So a lot of the benefits that people claim are just from people who've actually done it. And a week into it, I have not felt more even keel or more balanced since I've been on these in my whole postpartum journey. I've felt way more myself. A lot of people who've used it have reported feeling more balanced, like it restores their iron, improves actually their milk quantities, that it helps with infant bonding, helps reduce postpartum depression. There's a lot of like
positive,
I guess, testimonials about it. But my experience was good. And the placenta person who I used, her name's Rebecca Durlin Smith, RebeccaDurlinSmith.com. So that's a Portland service if any of you who live here are interested in it. But I've found myself to be way less restless, which was like issues I was dealing with the last few weeks, way more patient and way just like happier and just even keeled.
Oh, good.
So I don't know if it will last because there's one thing I know so far is like it's totally unpredictable journey. But that has really seemed to have helped. It's been a cool thing. So that's my life. What's yours?
I mean, I've only heard good things about it. I didn't do it, but I will, you know, if given the opportunity or something in the future. But because I've really only – I mean, there's not – maybe there's no science to say that this is possible, but there's no bad downside to it, I don't think.
No, that's the thing is there's like no risk. There's like, it's a very natural thing and there's just still, it's just early, you know, but it's been in Chinese medicine forever.
And we trust them. All right. So, do we? I don't know.
Okay.
Well, we're doing it.
I don't know.
But I feel like a lot of times we hear about their ancient medicine and Chinese medicine. And I feel like that's pretty sound.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah.
What's it called? The needle thing. That's like ancient Chinese medicine, you know,
the best.
So
exactly.
They know a thing or two about, I feel like they know a thing or two about like beauty products and then medicine stuff, like medical, natural remedy things.
Okay. Agree.
So my rant rave this week is different, but I thought it would be a good story because of Colleen recently having a baby. And I talked about this a while ago. I think when we talked about your infertility struggles because I know how, you know, people that are out there struggling. I hope that it's not difficult. If you are somebody struggling with infertility, that it's not difficult to listen to this podcast right now as Colleen's in this postpartum, but hopefully it gives you hope. And I wanted to give another story of hope that happened this week. So I had a friend of mine, they went through I don't know if that's the appropriate word, but massive infertility for years, tried everything, finally went through IVF. And they implanted 2 embryos. And then they said that only one took. And did you watch this story that I put on the video?
I did. And I bawled like a baby.
So they said only one took. And then they went through the whole pregnancy. And she said, you know, but it's fine. I'm just grateful for the one, whatever. And they didn't tell anybody. And both of them took. And they had healthy. She went to 37 weeks. healthy boy and girl, full term, no time in the NICU, both incredibly healthy, like over 5 pounds each. And I just, and then they put this video out about like a shocking every, you know, all their parents, all of their friends, their siblings, everybody could not believe it. It was just crazy. Oh, and she only talked about E5. It was embryo 5. She only talked about E5. That's all she referred to, like the whole pregnancy. But then they would say like, here's E5 and this is A1. And so it was just so crazy. And I was just so happy for them. And I feel like for other people out there that are struggling with infertility, I hope stories like that give you hope, because they really had a rough journey and they came out the other side and have two perfect little angels now. They're 5 days old. So that was a really cool thing this week.
Yeah. So cool. I'll say a lot of the – we have so many members of the SIP squad who are in all of the different stages, like a lot of subscribers who aren't even there yet, not even thinking about it, like young in college. A lot that are pregnant or struggle – a lot of people struggling. If you've listened to some of the early podcasts and have heard my journey, a lot of people in that – in similar stages of life. But I'll say going through this, having been in postpartum, a lot of the messages that I get are people in current struggles who are so almost happier for me than other people. And it's, I remember feeling the same way when I was struggling. I never felt, and this is just my experience, but I never felt sad when I heard of like friends or other people getting pregnant. I loved stories of hope like this. I almost felt even more excited for them because it's like, wow, this is really special and it's not always easy. And so, yeah, I hope these stories for those of you who are struggling, you know, the path you're on is the path you're supposed to be on. And just trust that and just try and relax. And honestly, like maybe listen to some of the earlier podcasts for other tips. Yeah. But I love that story.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Whole video was so cool. Oh, my God. The tears were just flowing. They looked so joyful. And I loved at the end where she said, think our hands are full.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's where I just started crying.
I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, that's it, folks. All right. Another round. In the books.
In the books. Bag it. Or what?
Body bag it?
Okay.
Bag it up?
I don't know. Count it.
Count it.
Count it, I think is where I was going for.
Great.
Or whatever.
All right.
Okay.
So we love you so much. Rate, subscribe, review. Come to our show. We didn't even talk about that. Come see us on Patreon. No. You already know about that. Come to Instagram. Do all the things. Just do it or die.
Patreon's coming soon. Don't miss out on those, you
it's
guys.
Actually
Friday episodes on Patreon.
Like the week after
like
this.
Like very soon.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So if you've been waiting to sign up, don't wait a second longer. Go to our Instagram bio. Click on the link. You'll see.
You'll get one free episode there right now. It's Colleen's birth story. Travel nightmare. And then we are recording 2 this week. And so you're going to have 4 when it releases or something. So it's going to be amazing.
Just a quick hit right off the bat.
But just remember, you can sip with us always.
Always. You know? We love you so much. And we will
see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.